Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How could you be anything but wonderful on this beautiful morning?
That's you are totally correct, Marty. Good morning.
So we're enjoying it.
I'm telling you what, it looks like it's going to be a hot one, but oh, what a great event that's coming up this weekend, the Monroe County History Center annual garage sale.
Oh, that's right.
Now, where is this happening?
That is one thing that just simply cannot be missed by so many people. And this is such a joyful time to go. People just love volunteering for that. It's there on Patterson Drive, and that place is just jam-packed with all kinds of goodies. So we hope people will get out and enjoy being there and see what's available. You'd be surprised some of the wonderful things you can pick up for next to nothing at that.
Is that an indoor event?
It is an indoor event.
It's an indoor event, but the doors are all open and a lot of air going through. So,
well, it's not going to be 90 degrees. That's the good news.
It's always wonderful.
And it starts at 8 a.m. on Friday.
Right.
And
8 until 6 on Friday and 8 until 3 on Saturday.
Thank you, Marty. I didn't have those exact. I knew it because I've got it on my calendar for me to go on Friday morning.
Yeah, this is right. This is the Monroe.
It really, truly is not to be missed. So many wonderful things.
Monroe County History Center.
Such a great cause for our History Center.
Fundraiser. All right. Sounds good.
Absolutely. So I did want to share with you another bit of good news for someone. I've not met him as yet, but he was caucused in on Wednesday evening. His name is Bryce Tedder. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, to fill that vacant spot in the Ellisville Town Council. So welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, absolutely. I have not met him yet, but I believe he works for IU law enforcement.
Okay. Well, you'll get to know him over time, and hopefully we see some more information about him. But we always go to you for our information, especially on Wednesday mornings, Marty, as county government moves along. The story that everybody's talking about this week, obviously, is the brand new delays or the brand. I don't want to call them brand new because I don't think it surprises anybody that I-69 is now moved back again to August 31st of 2018. It just never, ever ends. I guess Mayor Hamilton is meeting with Governor Holcomb a little bit later this week. So maybe we'll get some good news out of that eventually.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be a lovely meeting? I'm suing you, but come, let's meet with you or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, business is business, Marty. You know how that works.
Speaking how it's important to follow along with what the city is doing, you know, the city has controlling votes of the Income Tax Council and having to do with the dollars that are going to the dispatch board, at dispatch center. On June 13th, they're having their dispatch policy board, and they're going to hear that proposed budget. And that's heads up, everyone, because I understand they're going to be asking for a rather large increase in their budget out of that income tax. They want to hire new dispatchers, and they're also discussing providing radios for all of the fire departments throughout the county.
That sounds
expensive.
That's supposed
to be better for a central communications facility, but I understand this total is going to be well over $1 million. Now the question will be, and who knows whether or not this will be passed, but I understand that's what's going to be presented. Now, if it is passed, does that mean the city council will then determine that they're going to just raise the tax rate again? Or will they then determine that each of the taxing units will just simply get less? Maybe there'll be less dollars distributed to those volunteer fire departments, which was under $400,000. Last year, maybe they'll say, well, if you're getting radios, you don't get any of the other dollars. I don't know what they'll say. Or will they just say it's all going to come out of the city's portion and the county's portion, there's such a tiny little bit to Ellisville. Well, that just means the city would be taking less. So far, that hasn't looked like that's something they might want to do. So I'm just very concerned about what might be happening here and making sure that people understand that that June 13th meeting is important. And also for all those volunteer fire departments who want to apply for some of that money, of course, June 30th is a deadline for turning that in. They're supposed to be putting together some documents to send out to everybody saying, this is how you're supposed to fill out the forms. So there's been no decision made on any of this. This is just what appears is being proposed. So just heads up.
All right. Heads up given. We appreciate that. That's what we have Marty on here for.
That is quite... didn't they just get a whole bunch of money? I'm just so confused.
It's just, we all just have to kind of watch and say, okay, what's the latest thing? I will say the other having to do with looking at what's going on in county government, I did attend through using my trusty laptop, informational meeting from Larry DeBoer at Purdue, who does a great job of bringing us up to date on what's going on at the state and talking with us about making sure we're prepared. And he, of course, was discussing part of the road funding and the taxes having and how that road funding is going to be distributed. And remember, the gas tax goes up July 1, so be prepared, because rather than us being at the bottom end of where our gas tax is for the state of Indiana, we're going to be more at the top end of it. So these dollars are going to be coming back here. Not all of them, of course, but it'll be split up differently. There'll be more money available for locals to be able to spend on roads and bridges and so forth. But for people to just be a heads up, but that does mean our gas taxes is really going to be going up July 1. Also,
I hope you all have money trees in your backyard.
Well, or we'll all start walking. I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm grateful for is being able to have some of these meetings right here on your laptop and not having to get in your car and go to a meeting.
It's cheaper.
Or driving to Indianapolis for conferences or something when so many things can happen right here online. So you miss that face-to-face interaction, which is good. I think there's, right now with all that road construction going on, I'm happy not to have to do that.
Yeah, with all the road construction, I was up and went to the airport the other day, and they're moving along. But again, this was supposed to be done. It's going to be done whenever it gets done, and who's
That's
got the money.
Pretty much
and
it.
Who's, well, you talk about the money tree, who's going to pay for it? We're trying to figure out who's going to pay for to finish this project. I don't have the answer to that either, so.
Now, if you think I have the answer this morning, I'm pretty good with the answer on that one.
It's going to be us.
For sure. I'll be happy to see it happen. I met some friends at Oliver Winery over the weekend. It was a wonderful visit with some friends of mine. But I'm telling you that I just hate that road construction. I don't know how people do it every day, because that's my worst nightmare. I'm really not a fan of all that road construction. And if we think we don't like all the barrels down, we're going to be having barrels everywhere throughout the state, because with this new money that's coming in with this gas tax, there's going to be road construction everywhere. So it's going to be a nightmare to live through, but on the other end of it, it certainly will be a lot better.
That's right, and hopefully when the interstate's complete. And remember, the what gets lost in some of this is just a section from Bloomington to Martinsville. There's a whole other Martinsville to Indianapolis that needs to be done at some point. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning just after 8:05. The Convention Center Advisory Commission, there will be meeting on the third floor of the Monroe County Courthouse and Nat U. Hill Meeting Room. That's this morning at 9 a.m. and next Wednesday at 9 a.m. as well. The Convention Center Advisory Commission, Marty, you got any thoughts on what they're going to be talking about? Speaking of tax dollars?
Right. I mean, I know that one of the appointments was Mr. Murphy with CFC, so no doubt he's going to want to make certain that this stays downtown, one would think. I don't know, haven't been to the meetings, but one would think that there would be a movement to try to make sure this convention center remains where it is. I know there had been some conversation about perhaps taking it out closer to I-69. So at the end of the day, we're going to have to figure out how this is going to work, how it's going to get paid for, who's going to do, who's going to make the final decision regarding how it's going to be financed. So, yes, this is something that there's been a lot of pressure to move forward on this, and so we'll see what they come out with.
Now, is this commission, is this members of both city and county, or who's involved with this, to your knowledge?
I don't have the names of everybody that's on there, but the final decision, I would think, would be our county commissioners, but it's been a while since that was first started, but I do know that it took the county council absolutely to be able to move forward with this, and of course we do have a tourism commission that's over that entire budget, but it doesn't, I would not think it would take their vote to move, to be the definitive vote to move this forward.
So we'll hear the results of that meeting then hopefully tomorrow sometime. When do you guys meet?
There's still a lot of things to be worked out before they would move forward with it, and whether or not they have a flagship a hotel that wants to be a portion of it. So all of that will be worked out. The other thing that has been discussed. Was discussed with Professor DeBoer during our training session yesterday, had to do with the big box stores. You may think, that's nothing to us. What's that got to do with me? But this is something going on throughout the state as well as really throughout the nation, where we have so many of the bigger either department stores or stores like Lowe's and Menards, and these big stores, that there's disagreement about what the value should be on these stores. And part of what Professor DeBoer said was the Assessors Association would prefer them to be assessed through the cost approach, like what would it cost to build it new. And the big box stores are saying, no, they don't want it to be done that way. So all of that remains to be seen exactly how that's going to work out. But remember, if their assessment is less, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be less or it should be more, I'm just saying whatever happens with it, if that assessment comes back that it's less, then that means the tax rates then could go up for everyone, and so then that's why it is important to everyone, because when you lose tax assessed value, then you're seeing that tax rate go up. In addition to which, if that should happen, and over time we know that there's a lot of big box stores throughout the state, throughout the nation, but here we're just talking locally, if there's those who would receive an appeal that said, yes, okay, we're going to give you your appeal, and we have to pay the dollars back, if that should happen, then the, you know, the county has to pay it back, or they can do an agreement where they just simply will pay less taxes over a given period of time, but that will be less tax revenue for the city and the county and for all of the taxing units, the school, et cetera, and they'll just receive less. And so it seemed to me that if I was city and they're looking at whether or not they should take extra dollars that they think that the different departments have not spent and say, go ahead and spend it on the specialty things, whatever it is you determine, it would be my hope that they have looked at their revenue to see what where they stand on their revenue.
Where the gaps are going to be, perhaps, if moving forward, right?
Well, we really don't know. I mean, this is we're in flux right now. I do know, like for instance, when the state is looking at their budgets, they include as a part of their budget a huge amount that is to cover for any bonds if they would get stuck with having to pay back a bond. But they've never really had to do that if they've signed off on a bond. So that is extra dollars that the state has that helps them keep their budgets balanced. The county also continues to approve spending budgets, appropriations, that's higher than their revenue, counting on the fact that the departments throughout all of them will not spend all of their budget and allow it to be more balanced. Well, and I would assume the city probably did the same. So we sort of have to watch that we don't get into that and then start spending that down because we've already counted on it once. You can't count on it twice. So I'm anxious to see what will happen with that as well. But we're getting close to time when we're going to be getting really pretty serious about how we're going to be figuring out taxes for next year.
Marty, yes. I have a request. Do we still have a building sitting on the ground that the Solid Waste District purchase that never got built?
If it's been picked up, I haven't heard about it. But speaking of that, it reminded me of when you're saying something on the ground and what's going on with it. I noticed when I was in the meeting just a couple of days ago that I saw a group out on the courthouse lawn, and they're doing some small stone boring, you know, where you go down in the ground to see what might be down in there. Because some of those big trees, I guess, they're still going to come down, I've been told. And the archaeological people are trying to get down in there to see what might be there that can be salvaged before the digging goes on. So if anybody notices some small groups on the courthouse lawn with what appears to be something you're going down in the ground with, that's what they're working on. And, of course, Cheryl Munson, our county council member, is very involved with that. So she wants to make sure if there's something there that we need to save.
Like one of those things, a time capsule? Is that what we're looking for here?
They go down in.
What's in there?
And, you know, that would be up to Cheryl to answer how exactly they do. But they want to make sure that
oil?
If there's something there that they need to find for our history,
sure,
that it's not destroyed.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm all for that. Yeah, because once it's destroyed, you can't put it back together or have someone fix it for you. That makes sense. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on what's up. When do you guys meet next?
Next Tuesday. Well, I mean, you know, we've been meeting several times, but the regular authorized one is next Tuesday.